three little words that can change the world, but probably not the three words you're thinking. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we normally think of I love you, but you have a different set of three words today.
John, we've been looking at 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Peter highlighted three little words that can change the world. There is hope. I remember in the UK, there was a bus campaign that really captured the public imagination, and it was very simple. Just the image of a rainbow and three little words. There is hope. But it was something that resonated with people. Hope sparks something inside us. It stirs a sense of expectation, the sense there ought to be something more than this world seems to offer.
And those who live with hope should live differently from those without hope.
And that was Peter's point. Set apart Christ as Lord, and you'll stand out from the crowd. The word hope simply means the expectation of something good, something to look forward to.
And that's not really a message that the world itself can offer.
Well, if this world is all there is, we live in a universe that's decaying. It's doomed to destruction. There is no happy ending. There is no hope. There's a philosophy called existentialism. It means the total preoccupation with the here and the now. It's easy to see the influence of this in the popular culture. And part of the attraction of focusing on the now is the lack of hope about the future. But those who set apart Christ as Lord live with hope because they enter into a relationship with the living God that starts today and lasts for all eternity.
You've been listening to Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. For more, visit reasonwhy.org.